I'll now pass you to Jane to introduce our fourth set of news stories.
It has been a mixed week for Norwich City. They won away at Queen's Park Rangers to start the year on a high, but then lost at home to Stoke City. Advanced technology featured in several local stories this week. Scientists at Norwich Research Park have created virus cocktails to help farmers. The council is warning of increased risk of cyber attacks, and a car tracker has been used in a stalking incident. I will ask Tim to introduce the highs and lows of Norwich City.
Norwich City battled to a vital 2-1 win over QPR, boosting their championship survival hopes. Josh Sargent's first goal since early December helped earn the Canaries all 3 points despite torrid conditions, and another goal from Jovan Makama sealing the win late on. Norwich City head coach Philippe Clement said, "I'm very proud because it's a difficult place to come against a team who'd won the last 4 games. We're working hard with the group, with the players, with the staff, about this never-giving-up mentality and always digging in, whatever the circumstances, and if things go against you. And I'm really happy with the response of the team." City next played Stoke at Carrow Road and lost 2-0.
Paddy Davitt delivers his Stoke verdict from Norwich's 2-0 championship defeat. An icy blast whipped through Norwich over the past 48 hours, but it was Philippe Clement and his weary Norwich City side who felt the chill. After 7 festive points from 12, capped by that hard-fought New Year's Day win at QPR, a depleted Stoke's visit to Carrow Road felt like a fuel injection moment. Even a point, which this game looked odds on to produce until City's back line switched off twice, would have been sufficient to exit the bottom three for the first time in over 2 months. Given Portsmouth's home game against Ipswich Town was called off earlier in the day, but it was not to be. Kellen Fisher will wake in a sweat, thinking of how Sauber Thomas escaped detection twice. First to cross for Sam Gallagher, then to finish after Ben Crisine was caught ball-watching to allow Million Manhoof to race away down the left. City's efforts from the opening minute to the last were laboured. A fifth game in 15 days for both teams, but it was Mark Robbins's visitors who had the punch after a second half they largely controlled.
Scientists at Norwich Research Park have developed a new technology enabling them to design and create virus cocktails to kill salmonella and other harmful bacteria found in animals. The patent-pending tech combines viruses that infect and replicate within bacteria, killing bacteria that can cause illness, infection and disease in animals and humans. Quadlytics, the firm which has created the technology, says these combinations of viruses, known as bacteriophages, can be used by farmers as an alternative to antibiotics to stop the spread of antimicrobial resistance, which makes common infections harder to treat. Dr. Hannah Morelli, entrepreneurial lead and scientist at Quadlytics, said it'll benefit farmers by helping to eradicate disease-causing viruses and bacteria from animals, preventing them from entering the food chain. If there's less presence of salmonella in the animal, it means there's less to find when they get to the abattoir, Dr. Morelli said. It means fewer fines for farmers, and the animals are less likely to cause disease in humans if it doesn't reach the food chain.
the risk of a cyber attack causing huge disruption to services run by Norfolk's biggest council is growing, say concerned County Hall officials. Norfolk County Council's security systems have been fending off attempts to disrupt services or steal data for years, but officers say the risk of a major attack is growing more likely. Last year saw several attacks which cost big British businesses dearly, with Jaguar Land Rover, Marks & Spencer and Harrods, some of the biggest firms to be targeted. But local councils have also been hit. Suffolk County Council's website went down in September when it suffered a denial of service attack, with its website deliberately overloaded with traffic. The Royal Borough of Kensington and Chelsea and Westminster City Council were hit at the end of last year and confirmed data had been copied and taken away. Council risk ratings are ranked on a scale of 1 to 20, and officials say the cyber attack risk needs to be increased from 8 to 12. Officers said the loss of core key ICT systems, communications or utilities for a significant period as a result of a cyber attack, loss of power, physical failure, fire or flood, or supplier failure would result in a failure to deliver IT-based services, leading to disruption to critical service delivery, a loss of reputation and additional costs.
A third man has been arrested after a tracker was placed under a car in broad daylight, which sparked a city shutdown. The man, in his 50s, has been arrested on suspicion of stalking. Two other men, one in his 30s, the other in his 50s, were also arrested on suspicion of stalking last year. All three arrests are connected to an incident on September the 11th when an unnamed member of the public spotted an object being placed under a black Audi owned by businessman Besnik Adamaj, which was parked on Bank Plain. The sighting resulted in a major bomb scare, during which roads in the centre of Norwich were closed for 6 hours and nearby businesses evacuated. Police and bomb disposal experts attended the scene and carried out a controlled explosion. It was later discovered that the object was a tracker, and detectives are still investigating the incident, leading to the third arrest.